各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，我们今天晚上在这边来聚会敬拜神。
Thank God, we are able to gather here to worship God.
我们来看圣经约翰福音第一章。
Let us turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章十四节。
Chapter 1, verse 14.
约翰福音第一章十四节。
Verse 14.
我们先来看十九章哈。
Let us go back to chapter 19.
约翰福音的十九章。十九章十八节。
Verse 18.
他们就在那里钉他在十字架上，还有两个人和他一同钉着。一边一个，耶稣在中间，这里有一节圣经告诉我们。
Here there is the Bible verses that tell us this.
主耶稣被钉十字架。
Jesus was crucified.
旁边钉了两个强盗。
And with him there were two robbers.
主耶稣也被钉在其中。
And Lord Jesus was in the middle.
但是这边很巧妙的。写着说耶稣在中间。
Here it tells us that our Lord Jesus was in the middle.
当然这是一个位置刚刚好的一个安排。
Of course, this is just a position and it's an arrangement.
不过也有其中当中的意义。
But of course, there is some meaning behind this.
那我们来看约翰福音第一章。
Let us go back to first.John chapter 1,
第一章的十四节
verse 14.
道成肉身住在我们中间，充充满满有恩典有真理，我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。这边说道成肉身就是耶稣。
That this tells us that the word became flesh is Jesus.
那耶稣住在我们中间。
And he is dwelling among us.
那这里的中间是有同在的意义。
Among us means that he is with us.
所以主耶稣在中间。
So our Lord Jesus is in the middle.
也不是只有位置。
It's not just a position.
这个中间还表明了主耶稣与我们同在。
And he tells us that our Lord Jesus is with us.
这个就是以马内利的应许。
And this is the meaning of Emmanuel.
我们从几个角度来看。
Let us look at this from a different view.
主耶稣在我们中间。
Our Lord Jesus is in our midst.
第一个，主耶稣在圣经的中间。
First is that our Lord Jesus is in between the Bible.
我们看第五章。
Let us.
约翰福音第五章。
Let us turn to chapter 5.
第五章三十九节。
Verse 39.
你们要查考圣经，因为你们以为内中有永生，给我做见证就是这经。这边说主耶稣在圣经的中间。
Here it tells us that our Lord Jesus is in the scripture.
圣经有旧约也有新约。
The Bible has Old Testament and the New Testament.
那从旧约到新约当中。
And from the Old Testament to the New.
其实主耶稣在中间。
And actually our Lord Jesus is in between.
因为旧约讲到预言、预表还有预备。
And because the Old Testament talks about preparations and prophesizing.
那新约就讲到这个预言预表的一个应验跟实现。
And the New Testament is the fulfillment of the Old Testament.
所以当我们看创世纪一直看到旧约结束。
And as you begin to read the Bible from Genesis to the end of the Old Testament,圣经
旧约的马拉基结束以后
，and you come to the Old Testament, the ending of the Old Testament that is Malachi.
那你就可以看到新约马太福音第一章第一节就讲亚伯拉罕的后裔。
And in the beginning of the New Testament that is Matthew, it tells us the beginning of the descendant of Abraham.
还有讲大卫的子孙耶稣基督的家谱。
And it tells us the descendants of David and also the genealogy of Jesus.
那为什么主耶稣跟亚伯拉罕有这个关系？
And why is there a relationship between Abraham and Jesus?
啊，这个是圣经的一个应许。
And this is the promise of the Bible.
因为神应许亚伯拉罕的后裔要得福。
Because the Bible tells us the Abraham is to be blessed.
那谁是亚伯拉罕的后裔呢？
His generation will be blessed. And who are these people?
信耶稣的人。
And these are the believers of Christ.
那今天我们为什么要信耶稣？
And today, why do we believe in Christ?
啊，因为这个圣经把人都圈在罪里面。
Because sin is in man.
啊，借着所应许的福要赐给信耶稣的人。
And through the promise, the promise was given to those who believe in Christ.
所以我们在查考圣经的时候，
And so when we come to study the Bible,
你会发现哦，圣经的主题就是救恩。
And that you will realize that the main theme of the Bible would be salvation.
啊，那圣经的中心就是基督。
And the center of this Bible would be our Lord Jesus.
因为圣经的中心是基督，所以你可以看到主耶稣在中间。
Since that our Lord Jesus is the main theme, he is in the midst.
我们来看路加福音。
Let us turn to Luke.
路加福音的二十四章。
Gospel of Luke, verse chapter 24.
二十四章。
24 verse 44. Verse 44.
耶稣对他们说：“这就是我从前与你们同在的时候所告诉你们的话，说摩西的律法、先知的书、诗篇所记的，指着我的话都必须应验。”好，于是耶稣就开他们的心窍，使他们能明白圣经。好，主耶稣开心窍。
Here, Lord Jesus opened their mind.
旧约的这个律法、先知的书
，and the Old Testament, the Law and the Psalms,
诗篇所记的
，and the books of the prophets.
所以圣经是以耶稣为中心
，they all centered on Lord Jesus.
好，所以我们查考圣经呢、啊，要能够认识耶稣，明白真理。
So when we study the Bible, we must understand the understand the truth and know about Jesus.
啊，我们有时候查考圣经。
Sometimes when we study the Bible,
我们也应该要体验主耶稣在我们中间。
You must experience that our Lord Jesus is in the midst of us.
哦，有些人在查经的时候
，and some people when they study the Bible,
啊，如果没有把人带到神的面前来
，if they do not bring people to the Lord,
那这样查考圣经没有把主耶稣放在中间。
Then, when you study the Bible, you did not have Jesus in the midst of you.
啊，有时候查经也是会偏差的。
So therefore, sometimes that you may be misled.
啊，查经本身是好事。
Bible studying is a good thing.
啊，但是我们查经要把人带到主的面前。
But when we study the Bible, we must bring the people to our Lord Jesus.
因为查经是耶稣在中间。
Because when you study the Bible, the Lord Jesus is in the midst.
啊，能够从里面来发现啊这个圣经的真理。
And among when our Lord Jesus is in among us, we can study the truth.
哦，有时候我们查考圣经呢、啊。
Experience the truth, and sometimes when we study the Bible,
如果没有主耶稣在中间
，if our Lord Jesus was in was not in the midst,
我们看看不明白，听听不懂。
You may not understand what you read, or not able to understand what you hear.
看以赛亚书
，Let us turn to Isaiah
29.
Isaiah 29.
以赛亚书29:11.
Isaiah 29:11.
所有的末世你们看如封住的书卷，人将这书卷交给识字的说，请念吧，他说我不能念，因为是封住。又将这书卷交给不识字的说，请念吧，他说我不识字。如果查经啊没有主耶稣在当中，
if when you study the Bible without our Lord Jesus in the midst,
啊没有主耶稣开心窍，
and if If Jesus does not open our mind,
没有圣灵的带领
and without the guidance of the Holy Spirit,
是不能明白的
and you would not be able to understand.
我们很希望我们信徒能够常常读圣经，查考圣经。
We hope that our believers will read the Bible often.
但是我们更重要的要把主耶稣能够带到主耶稣的面前来。
And what's most importantly is that we must bring the reader to our Lord Jesus.
那我们就能够从圣经的道理里面得到丰盛的生命。
Then in this manner, you will receive abundant truth from the Bible.
我们再看回来约翰福音十九章。
Let us go to John chapter 19.
约翰福音的十九章。
John chapter 19.
十九章的第十八节
Verse 18
这里告诉我们主耶稣钉十字架的时候
This tells us the time when our Lord Jesus was being crucified
有跟他同钉的两个强盗
And there were two robbers being crucified with him
一个钉一边
One was on one side
那只有耶稣在中间
On each side and only Lord Jesus was in the middle
那这个也告诉我们
And this also tell us
今天主耶稣道成肉身来到世上
That our Lord Jesus become flesh into the world
他在我们世人的中间啊
And he is dwelling among us
他成为这个赎罪的羔羊
And he became a sacrificial lamb
所以圣经告诉我们
So the Bible tell us
主耶稣他来到世上
When our Lord Jesus came into this world,
他为什么被钉在十字架上
Why was he being crucified?
他没有罪啊
He has no sin.
他为什么被钉
So why was he being crucified?
我们来看以赛亚书五十三章
Let us turn to Isaiah chapter
55. 以赛亚书五十三章
Chapter 55. Isaiah chapter 55.
五十三章第四节
53 verse.
他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦。我们却以为他受责罚被神击打苦待哪知他为我们的过患受害是为我们的罪孽压伤因他受的刑罚我们得平安因他受的鞭伤我们得医治我们如羊走迷个人偏行己路耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归到他身上主耶稣被钉十字架
Our Lord Jesus was being crucified
他不是强盗
He was not a robber.
但是为什么跟强盗同钉呢
Why was he being crucified with the robbers?
因为我们的罪都归到他的身上。
Because all our sin was on his shoulder.
但是很奇妙的。
But this is miraculously.
为什么耶稣在中间
Why was our Lord Jesus in the middle?
那旁边有两个强盗。
And beside him there was two robbers.
一个临死之前悔改。
One of them repented at the last moment.
他来信。相信耶稣
He believed in our Lord Jesus
但是有一个就不信了
But one of them did not believe
那信与不信
And one
这个强盗一个是信一个是不信
And one believed and one did not believe
这个就看出说主耶稣在中间
So this tells us that our Lord Jesus is in the middle
也给你一个信仰的选择了
And it also gives you a selection in your faith
我们今天传福音给人家
Today we preach
我们为主耶稣做见证
We testify for our Lord Jesus
也会遇到这种情况
You will encounter such situation
有信的也有不信的
They are believers and they are non-believers in what you have preached
这是每个人信仰的选择
And this is a decision being made by one of us
但是主耶稣在中间
But our Lord Jesus is in the midst
他要定你的罪
He wants to judge you.
还是要试你生命。
He will condemn you or to give you life.
就在乎你信与不信。
And it's all due to you whether you believe or don't.
我们来看约翰福音第三章。
Let us turn to John chapter 3.
约翰福音的第三章。
John chapter 3.
三章十六节。
Verse 16.
神爱世人将他的独生子赐给他们叫一切信他的不至灭亡还得永生因为神差他儿子降世不是要定人的罪乃是要叫世人因他得救十八节
Verse 18
信他的不被定罪不信的罪已经定因为他不信神独生子的名 这边告诉我们十八节说信与不信。
And verse 18 tells us that those who believe and those who don't.
主耶稣被钉十字架。
When our Lord Jesus been crucified.
旁边这两个强盗也表明了信与不信。
And these two robbers has also tell us that one believed and one did not.
主耶稣代替我们死。
Our Lord Jesus died for us.
但是你愿意来就近主耶稣吗
？But do you want to? Are you willingly to come close to Him?
信与不信就交给耶稣了。
And whether you believe or not, it is in the hands of our Lord Jesus.
所以传福音显明了神的慈爱。
So when you preach the gospel, you emphasize the mercy of Christ.
因为他要救人。
Because He wants to save people.
但是传福音也显出了神的公义的审判。
But when you preach the gospel, you also reveal the judgment of God.
不信的那就交托给神了。
If you do not believe, then we will hand it over to the Lord.
所以一个归向神的人。
So those that believe that belongs to Christ.
如果他长久在神的恩慈里面。
If he remains in the grace of God.
那他就蒙神的怜悯。
Then he will receive mercy from God.
如果他远离了神
If he would depart from God,
神也是公义的
then God will still be righteous.
所以神在人的中间
So God, when Lord in the midst of man,
人都有罪
man has sinned.
所以信与不信
whether you believe or not,
这个中间啊，有一个信仰的选择
and among, in your faith,there is a decision to be made.
那我们再来看提摩太前书。
Let us turn to 1 Timothy.
提摩太前书的第二章。
Chapter 2.
第二章第四节。
Verse 10.
提摩太前书二章四节。
四节。
他愿意万人得救，明白真道，因为只有一位神，在神和人中间。只有一位宗保，就是降世为人的基督耶稣。他舍自己做万人的赎价，到的时候，这事必要证明出来。这边告诉我们，耶稣在神和人中间。
Here it tells us that our Lord Jesus is between man and God.
他是宗保。
He is a mediator.
好像我们这一条路到那一条路，因为有河流。有山谷隔开，不能够过去啊。
If, for example, if we were to cross to another place, and in between us there is valley and river, and we cannot cross.
所以中间需要有一道桥。
So you need a bridge to connect these two places.
那现在神跟人之间啊，人跟神之间有罪阻隔吗
？Now, between man and God, there is a sin that separates us.
所以只有主耶稣来到世上。
So when Jesus came into the world.
他成为宗保。
He became a mediator.
所以他成为在神跟人之间的宗保。
So he is in between man and God.
那这个宗保啊，也成就了神跟人之间的和平。
And being a mediator, he will bring harmony between man and God.
而且啊，把这个罪的墙就拆毁掉了。
And that he tore down this wall between God and man.
我们来看以弗所书第二章。
Let us turn to Ephesians chapter 2.
以弗所书的第二章。
Ephesians chapter 2.
第二章十四节。
Verse 14.
因他使我们和睦，将两下合而为一。拆毁中间隔断的墙。这边告诉我们。
Here it tells us,
主耶稣啊，拆毁中间隔断的墙。
Here Jesus has tore down the barrier between wall.
这个就是十字架的道理。
This is the teaching of the cross.
十字架从横的来讲，从直的来讲是人跟神的关系。
And if you look at it vertically, it's the relationship between God and man.
那横的来讲是人跟人的关系。
And horizontally is man and man.
神跟人之间因为有罪就隔开了。
And because of sin, it separates man and God.
人跟人之间也是一样。
This is similar to man and man.
有时候罪会让人也会阻隔。
And sometimes sin will also separate men.
哦, 但是我们知道, 因为神的爱,
But we all know that because of the love of God,
啊, 他拆毁了中间隔断的墙,
and he break down this barrier wall.
所以这个爱的力量很大,
so this love is very great.
十字架以立起来来看,
if you look at the cross,
除了是神跟人, 人跟人的关系,
beside the relationship between God and man and man and man,
啊, 他也彰显了神的爱是长阔高深的,
and it's also revealed that the height of of his love,
如果十字架给他摆平,
if you were to lay this cross flat,
其实他也表明了东西南北,
and it's also indicate the north and south.
其实十字架也看出了四个方向,
and from the cross you can tell us give us four directions.
那今天我们在主里面,
and today we are all in Christ.
就像圣经所讲的,
and it's like what the Bible has tell us.
将来在神的国里面,
and in the future when we are in his kingdom,
啊, 从东从西从南从北,
from north from south from east and west,
啊, 要把他的子民, 啊, 召聚过来,
that he will bring all his nation all together.
这个如果没有爱,
if there is no love,
如果不是耶稣,
it's not because of Jesus,
他在我们中间,
and if it's not in among us,
哦, 怎么能够拆毁中间的隔墙呢?
Then how would this wall to be broken?
所以人跟神的中间, 啊,
so when between God and man,
哦, 耶稣成为中保,
that our Lord Jesus was became a mediator,
他借得他的宝血,
and through his precious blood,
啊, 来救赎我们,
he redeemed us.
所以我们可以了解到主耶稣在我们中间,
so you can realize that our Lord Jesus is among us.
哦, 这是蛮有慈爱跟怜悯的,
there is full of love and merciful.
哦, 这也是我们应当去认识,
and this is what we should come to realization.
主耶稣来到我们中间,
when Jesus came and dwelt among us,
因为他的宝血,
because of his precious blood,
他也打破他的身体,
and he also break his body,
来拆毁中间隔断的墙,
and to in order to break this wall.
那我们今天在各个地方,
and today we are all from various countries,
哦, 尤其有福音的地方,
especially the gospel being spread there,
它是没有隔墙的,
there is no wall there.
有耶稣的地方,
when there is where there is Jesus,
啊, 他就是相聚在一起的,
he will dwell in among them.
我们常常有一首唱一首诗歌,
and often we sing a hymn,
说爱使我们相聚在一起,
that love brings us all together.
那这个爱是因为耶稣的爱,
and this love is all because of our Lord Jesus.
耶稣的爱使我们相聚在一起,
because of his love, it enabled us to live together.
因为耶稣在中间嘛,
because he dwell among us.
所以这个隔墙就拆毁了,
so therefore this barrier wall was being torn down.
啊, 所以我们今天在主里面,
so today we are in Christ.
我们应该体验耶稣在中间的恩典,
we must experience the grace of him.
我们再来看主耶稣在中间的应许,
and now we're going to look at another promise.
看马太福音,
of our Lord Jesus. Let us turn to Matthew.
啊, 马太福音的18章,
chapter 18.
马太福音18章19节,
18 verse 19.
马太福音18章,
18?
啊, 18章的19节,
verse 19.
我又告诉你们, 如果, 啊, 你们中间有两个人在地上同心合意, 啊, 求什么事, 我在天上的父, 必为他们成全, 因为无论在哪里, 有两三个人, 奉我的名聚会, 那里就有我在他们中间, 啊, 这边谈到耶稣在中间,
here it tells us that Lord Jesus in the midst,
因为耶稣的同在,
because of the presence of Jesus.
这边讲到两件事,
it tells us two things.
一个就是聚会,
first is service,
啊, 一个是祷告,
second is prayer.
19节是讲聚会,
verse 19 tells us,
19节是讲祷告,
sorry, verse 19 tells us the prayer.
两个人在地上同心合意求什么,
and when two of them agree together.
这个是同心的祷告。
And whatever they ask, this is the prayer of unity.
同心的祷告，耶稣在中间。
A unified prayer reveals the presence of our Lord Jesus.
二十节是说两个人啊，奉主的名聚会，哎，主耶稣也是在中间。
And verse 20 tells us in His name that we begin service, He will be there.
我曾经到一个教会去。
Once I went to a church.
这个教会的讲台比较特别。
There is something special about the pulpit.
啊，他这个主领的人跟欢立的人哦，哎，没有靠很近。
And the person that lead the sermon and the interpreter does not get close together.
啊，中间隔了一个很大的空隙。
And in between them, there is much space.
啊，后来有一个负责人告诉我。
And later on, the person in charge told me this.
哦，他说这个领会的跟欢立的不能太靠近，要留个位置给耶稣啊。
He said that there should not get too close because we must leave room for our Lord Jesus.
哦，因为耶稣在中间呢。
Because Lord Jesus is in the middle.
哦，所以要留个位置给耶稣。
So we should leave room for our Lord Jesus.
哦，这个心意是很好。
It may be a good intention.
哦，但是观念上是不对。
But it has the wrong concept.
主耶稣他充满万有。
Our Lord Jesus fills all in all.
我们今天两个人靠很近或者站很远，其实耶稣都在我们中间的。
If we were to be close together or we are far apart, it doesn't matter because our Lord Jesus is in the middle.
我们今天祷告的时候，
and today if we pray,
主耶稣垂听我们的祷告，
and our Lord Jesus will listen to our prayer.
我们祷告的时候，
when we pray,
我们向主祈求，
we pray, we ask God,
我们得到体验。
We gain experience.
啊，领受圣灵。
Receive the Holy Spirit.
啊，病得医治。
And the sickness being cured.
哎，这个祷告就是因为有耶稣在中间呢。
This is all because the prayer has the presence of our Lord Jesus.
所以我们祷告不是向着人祷告。
So when we pray, we do not pray to anybody.
我们祷告是祷告在天上的父。
We are praying to the Father who is in heaven.
所以祷告我们有个对象。
So when we pray, we have a direction.
就是天父。
That is the Father.
那我们祷告奉主耶稣的名。
And when we pray in the name of Lord Jesus.
哦，主耶稣应许同心的祷告必得果效。
And Jesus promised that effective prayer will have result.
所以我们在教会在家里我们的祷告要同心。
So when we pray in the church or at home,We must have unity.
我们有时啊，家里的人一起祷告。
Sometimes when we pray with the members of the family.
虽然是两个人。
No doubt it may be only two persons.
但是两个人的祷告，主的应许就在我们当中。
But only when if it's only two persons, our Lord Jesus promised that He will be among us.
哦，一个人祷告当然可以。
Of course you can pray singly.
但是两个人的祷告。
But when you pray in pairs,
总是比一个人好啊。
It will be much better than one.
那更何况祷告，它没有分时间、空间的限制。
And prayer does not being constrained by time or space.
所以同心的祷告，当然也要互相代祷。
So when we pray together, we must pray with pray for each other.
哦，所以我们祷告的时候，主耶稣有没有在中间？
So when we pray, does our Lord Jesus in the middle of us?
啊，以弗所书里面说，我们要靠着圣灵，随时多方祷告祈求。
And in Ephesians, it tells us that we must pray ask at all time.
哦，所以我们教会要常常有这种祷告的生活。
And our church must have this habit of prayer.
啊，信徒也是一样。
And same as the believers at home.
我们的祷告有耶稣在中间。
Our prayer has the presence of our Lord Jesus.
二十节说聚会。
20, it tells us that during service.
这个聚会哦，有耶稣在中间哦。
And during service, there is presence of our Lord Jesus.
我们的聚会不是社团。
Our gathering here is not of a society.
我们聚会也不是交际应酬。
Our gathering here is not to entertain one another.
我们的聚会啊，是有耶稣在中间的。
Our service here has the presence of our Lord Jesus.
教会的聚会有两种。
There is two kinds of services in the church.
一般的人认为教会的聚会有两种类型啊。
There is two sample of services in the church.
啊，一种是以人为本的聚会。
And there is one that
以人为本就是看人的。
You gather is because of people around you.
哦，那以另外一种是以神为本的。
And the other group is they come is because of our Lord.
我今天来到教会，我就是要敬拜神。
Today I come to church is because I want to get close to Jesus.
哦，我用心灵跟诚实来到主的面前。
I come in spirit and in truth in front of Him.
如果以人为本的聚会，这种聚会人会越来越少。
And if you were to base it on people, the service will get, the attendance will get less and less.
因为他看人，他没有看神。
Because they will, see who is coming, and they do not see, look at our Lord Jesus.
如果我们的聚会是以神为本，
if our service is based on our Lord Jesus,
我们就有时候我们来到教会。
Sometimes when we come to the church,
我们觉得很欢喜。
We feel joyful.
当然，我们这个心也要调整。我们的心也要去调整。
But we must adjust ourselves.
因为聚会的话是来敬拜神的。
Because we come to church is to worship God.
如果我们聚会是看人。
If we come to church, it's because of people.
我们往往会软弱。
We often get weak.
如果我们聚会是看神，
if we gather here because of Jesus,
我们自然就会很欢喜的要到主的面前来。
And we will naturally feel joyful because we come in front of Him.
所以约翰福音第四章说，我们要用心灵跟诚实来拜神。
That's why in John chapter 4, it tells us we must come to Him in truth and in spirit.
因为神是灵啊。
Because God is spirit.
我们来看约翰福音十九章。
Let us turn to John.
二十章。
20.
约翰福音的二十章。
John chapter 20.
约翰福音二十章十九节。
Verse 19.
那日就是七日的第一日晚上，门徒所在的地方因为怕犹太人门都关了，耶稣来站在当中对他们说，愿你们平安。再看二十六节。
Verse 26.
过了八天，门徒又在屋里，多马也同他也和他们同在，门都关了，耶稣也来站在当中说，愿你们平安。这里有一句话说门都关了。
Here there is a word that the door was closed.
所以聚会是神的灵在当中运行的。
So when we have service, the Spirit of God is among us.
如果门都关了，我们连进去都不能进去啊。
If the door was closed, we would not be possible to enter.
一定要按电铃，一定要有人开门才能进去啊。
You must ring the doorbell and there must be somebody to open the door.
但是门都关了。
But the door was closed.
耶稣是不是在门外呢？
Was our Lord Jesus outside?
这里记载主耶稣从死复活的事。
And this tells us the incident when our Lord Jesus was resurrected.
因为门都关了。
Because the door was closed.
耶稣为什么在里面？
And how is that our Lord Jesus was in the room?
神是灵嘛。
Because
主耶稣复活之后向门徒显现。
Because our Lord is the Spirit.
他来到他们当中。
And when our Lord Jesus was resurrected and he came among these people,
主耶稣来到当中。
And our Lord Jesus came among these people,
说愿你们平安。
He says, peace be with you.
我们今天的教会也是一样。
And today is similar to our church.
我们有耶稣在当中。
We have Jesus among us.
就有平安在当中。
And we should, there will be peace among us.
所以有人这样讲。
So there's somebody who put it like this.
多祷告多得能力。
And the more prayer you have, the more strength you get.
少祷告少有能力。
And the lesser you pray, the weaker you get.
不祷告就没有能力。
And if you don't pray, there is no strength.
多读经多得智慧。
The more you read the Bible, the more wisdom you get.
少读经，少有智慧。
The less Bible reading, you will get less knowledge.
不读经，没有智慧。
If you don't read the Bible, you do not have the knowledge.
多聚会，多得恩典。
The more service you attend, the more blessing you will receive.
少聚会，少得恩典。
The lesser you attend services, the lesser blessing you will get.
那不聚会也没有恩典了。
So if you don't attend services, you will not receive any blessing.
我们聚会有主耶稣在当中。
When we attend services, there is Lord Jesus between us.
有主耶稣的应许的平安在里面。
And there is a promise of peace.From Jesus to us.
主耶稣说愿你们平安。
Our Lord Jesus said, Peace be with you.
有一个地方，
There is a place.
曾经派了一个神学生去那边实习。
And they have sent a theological student there for practice.
这个神学生回来报告的时候，
And when this student came and made a report,
他说他本来到那个教会想要能够发起热心。
And actually when heWent there, he thought of bring the zeal of the church.
可是这个教会很冷淡。
But unfortunately, this church was very weak.
他聚会前半个小时就来祷告了。
And before service, he came to pray half an hour earlier.
当他祷告了想说大概剩下十分钟，应该快聚会了，准备聚会了。
And after prayer, for 20 minutes, and there was 10 minutes left, and
有个会前的领师，
and he felt it's time for prayer, and there is a hymn leader.
所以他就想说起来看看，
and he said to himself that I should get up and look around.
有没有人来带领这样？
If there to see if there's anybody leading.
结果那个领师的还没有到，
and unfortunately, the hymn leader has not come.
后来看到会堂有两个人。
And later on, he saw two persons in this chapel.
他想说，那不然他就起来领诗好了。
And then he said, "Oh, I might as well come to lead the hymn."
因为还剩下还不到五分钟就要聚会了。
Because the time was about five more minutes before the service begin.
他想说两个人嘛，两三个人就可以聚会啊。
But he said to himself, "Well, if there's only two or three persons." We could still begin the service.
他想说先来领诗啦。
So he said to himself, I might as well start the hymn.
所以他就先到黑板写唱诗第几首。
So he went to the board and write the hymn, the number hymn to be sung.
可是当他黑板写完，转过头回来的时候，那两个人不见了。
And after he wrote the hymn number, he turned his head around and he saw these two persons.Has disappeared.
本来要领诗不知道怎么领，要唱给谁听。
And actually, he wants to lead the hymn, but there is nobody there.
他就跑到楼下去看。
And he went downstairs and looked around.
说不是要唱诗吗？你们怎么跑到哪里去？
He asked them, "We are about to begin our hymn. Where are you two going to?"
那两个人同龄，他说他们到楼下找找看，还有没有人来了。
And two brothers went downstairs, said that they went downstairs to look around, see if there's any more people.
如果这个教会很冷淡的话，
if this church is very weak,
主耶稣不会同在的。
Our Lord Jesus will not be with us.
我们聚会有时候也像那个炭火一样。
Our service is likened to a bunch of coal.
这个炭火如果加在上面这个炭火会炉火眺望。
If you add coal onto this fire will adjust itself to a bigger fire.
那如果这个炭火一块一块把它拿开的话，
But if you take this coal apart,
每一块炭火都会这个火都会灭掉。
And this coal eventually will be without heat and will bebe without fire.
所以圣经叫我们要彼此劝勉。
So the Bible tells us that we must encourage one another.
这个聚会也有这种功能啊。
And the attending service has this power as well.
我们再来看这个西番雅书。
Let us turn to Zephaniah.
西番雅书第三章。
Zephaniah chapter 3.
西番雅书第三章。
Zephaniah chapter 3.
希望亚书第三章的十七节。
Chapter 3 verse 17.
耶和华你的神是施行拯救、大有能力的主，他在你中间必因你欢欣喜乐，默然爱你，并且因你喜乐欢呼。这里十七节说神在中间。
Verse 17 tell us God is with you.
十七节说他在你中间呢。
And it tells us that God is with us.
十七节告诉我们。
And verse 17 it tells us.
我们中间有神呢。
That among us there is God.
耶稣他就是真神。
God is Jesus is the true God.
他跟我们有什么关系呢？
What has he got to do with us?
他是拯救的神。
He is a saving God.
他是大有能力的主。
He is the Lord with Almighty.
他在我们中间是与我们同在的。
And he came among us is to be with us.
而且他是默然爱你的。
And that he loves you quietly.
所以主耶稣在中间。
So our Lord Jesus is among us.
在我们的生活里面。
In our daily life,
他常常与我们同在。
He is always be with us.
主耶稣，他在我们中间。
And our Lord Jesus is with us.
我们常常体会到神的恩典。
And we often felt the grace of God.
因为主耶稣在我们中间。
Because our Lord Jesus is with us.
所以有恩典，有真理。
So therefore, we have grace and have the truth.
所以我们要常常与主同行。
So we must walk with God.
愿主耶稣在我们的生活当中。
And that may our Lord Jesus be in our daily life.
常常引导我们的路。
That he will direct your path.
其实耶稣在中间，这是很宝贵的应许。
Actually, this is the greatest promise that he will be with us.
有时候我们也像以马忤斯的门徒不知道主耶稣在我们中间。
And sometimes, We could be likened to those disciples on their way to Emmaus. They did not know that the Lord was with them.
其实主耶稣在我们中间，常常与我们同在。
Actually, our Lord Jesus is with us and has always been with us.
所以我们要有信靠主的心。
So we must have a faith and to trust in Him.
无论出无论入。无论出或者入。
Whether we are going or coming.
主耶稣都在我们当中。
That He will be with us.
我们再看启示录。
Let us turn to Revelation.
启示录的第一章。
Revelation chapter 1.
启示录第一章。
Chapter 1.
十三节。
Verse 13.
灯台中间有一位好像人子，身穿长衣，直垂到脚，胸间束着金带。这边说灯台中间有位人子。
Here it tells us among the lampstand was someone.
这位人子就是耶稣。
This someone is Jesus.
那灯台是什么？
And what is the lampstand?
二十节说灯台就是教会。
And verse 20 tells us that the lampstand is the church.
这种观念很重要。
And you must get the proper concept.
教会有耶稣在中间。
That there is Jesus in the church.
这个启示录里面。
In Revelation.
谈到主耶稣的荣耀。
It tells us the glory of Jesus.
他的权柄。
And his authority.
他的能力。
His power.
都在教会里面。
And it is in the church.
所以灯台中间有位人子。
So in the lampstand, there was someone.
那这个灯台就是要发亮的。
This lampstand is to shine.
所以教会要有耶稣。
So therefore, the church must have Jesus.
一个教会如果有耶稣的话。
If a church has Jesus,
这个教会会彰显神的荣耀。
And this church will reveal the glory of Jesus.
有的教会是靠势力。
Some church depends on the from people, the power of people.
有的教会靠才能。
And some depends on wealth.
但是我们的教会要靠神的灵。
But our church must rely on the Spirit of God.
靠势力，有时候人与人之间也会分开。
Sometimes, if you depend on the power of people, at times that people will separate.
靠着才能，其实人跟人的恩赐也有不同。
And if you depend on people, people has various gifts.
其实神他与我们同在。
In fact, if our Lord Jesus is to be with us,
啊, 在教会是要互相配合,
that in the church we must adjust to one another.
那能够有圣灵所示合而为一的心,
so that we will have the heart of our Lord Jesus and to be harmonious with one another.
啊, 因为耶稣在中间,
because our Lord Jesus is among us.
所以教会的事情呢,
so the matters in the church,
主耶稣都知道,
our Lord Jesus knows.
诶, 这个很奇妙呢,
this is miraculous.
如果启示录你如果看第二章第三章下去,
if you read Revelation chapter 3 and chapter 2 and 3,
你就会发现当中有一句话是每一个教会都出现的,
that you will come to a verse that all appear to all the churches.
啊, 就是每一个教会的前面 写完书信之后都说我知道,
and when the conclusion of the paragraph is says that I know,
所以教会有耶稣在中间,
so when our Lord Jesus is in the church,
啊, 教会所受的苦, 主耶稣也知道,
and the suffering that the church encounter, our Lord Jesus will know,
教会的软弱,
and the weakness of the church,
他也知道,
he knows as well.
这个教会的刚强, 他也知道,
and the strength of the church, our Lord Jesus knows as well.
啊, 有信徒为主受苦, 他也知道,
and believers that suffered for the Lord, 啊, he knows as well.
教会的爱心跟他的善行, 主耶稣也知道,
and the love of the church and the good deeds that it done,
所以,
our Lord Jesus knows.
耶稣在教会中间,
so our Lord Jesus is in the church.
所以教会是以耶稣为主,
so the church must take our Lord Jesus as the head.
啊, 不是以人为主,
not as man as the head.
教会有耶稣在中间,
the church has our Lord Jesus in among us.
啊, 这也是我们应当去高举主耶稣的名的,
and we should uphold his name.
因为耶稣在中间,
it's worthy for us to uphold because he is among us.
啊, 所以教会要荣耀神,
so the church must glory God.
啊, 教会更要有主同在,
and furthermore, the church must have the abundance of our Lord.
啊, 这个是应该我们重视的问题,
and this is something that you must emphasize on.
有时候我们看到教会的软弱,
sometimes when you look at the weakness of the church,
哦, 但是耶稣在中间,
but because our Lord Jesus is among us,
哦, 他知道我们的亏欠,
and he knows our shortcoming,
我们也求主加给我们力量,
and we also ask him to give us strength.
我们有时, 啊, 也看到, 啊, 教会的一些工作,
and sometimes when we look at the various church, holy work in the church,
啊, 因为耶稣在中间,
because our Lord Jesus was among,
所以我们无论做什么,
so no matter what we do,
不是为人做,
we do not do it for man,
是为主来做的,
we do it for our Lord.
那为主来做, 我们就不看人了,
so when we do it for our Lord, then we do not look at man,
我们是看神啊,
we look at our Lord,
因为耶稣在中间,
because our Lord is among us.
人怎么样,
no matter how men are,
这个不重要,
it doesn't matter.
啊, 重要是主耶稣要我做什么,
what most important is what our Lord Jesus wants us to be.
哦, 那我能够为主来做什么,
and what can we do for our Lord Jesus?
我们能够以教会的圣工为重,
we must take a great emphasis on the holy work of the church.
哦, 能够以父的事为念,
and able to take the work of the Father, 哦, first.
把耶稣, 啊, 摆在中间,
and you put Jesus among us.
那个人的问题其实都是小事,
and actually the problems among men are minor.
罗马书16章里面有一句话,
Romans chapter 16, it tells us this.
哦, 这个保罗说他把生死置之度外,
Paul, it tells us that
啊, 罗马书里头啊, 有一句话,
there is a verse from the book of Romans,
啊, 这个16章, 哦,
chapter 16,
16章的第三节,
verse 3,
啊, 说问亚基拉, 百基拉, 亚基拉的安, 他们在基督耶稣里与我同工, 为我的命将自己谨向置之度外, 哦, 这个罗马书里面有这一句话,
here in the, it, there is a word here,
有人做圣工啊, 是把谨向都置之度外,
and there are people that risk their life for for me.
啊，记得曾经有人这样讲过。
And I once somebody said this.
啊，以国家兴亡为己任。以国家的兴亡为己任。
And no matter how prosperous is the country.
啊，把自个人死生于度外。哦，把个人的生死就不必顾他了。
And for the sake of the country, we would risk the life for it.
好，那我们套这一句话，哦，如果把耶稣摆在中间的话
，But if you were to place Lord Jesus in between,
啊，我们应该是以教会圣公兴衰为己任
，And that we for the sake of the church and for the holy work,
啊，把个人的问题。
And put aside all our personal problems,
甚至于生死都把它置之度外
，and that we should even risk our life for it.
啊，所以我们在教会里面
，so for us in the church,
其实我们教会，我们可以亲眼目睹主耶稣在我们当中
，and you actually can witness that our Lord Jesus is among us.
哦，所以我们要常常求主耶稣。与我们同在，也与我们同工。
So we must pray to our Lord Jesus that He will abide with us and to work with us.
好，我们来唱诗。